25. We're going to read some verses there towards the end of the lesson. As Brother Wayne read a few moments ago, Psalms 119, verses 59 through 60. This psalm is a very amazing psalm in both content and structure. It's the longest chapter in the entire Bible. It contains 176 verses. It's also known as an acrostic poem, literally meaning a line, or a line, a poem of line. It's divided in 22 stanzas, and each stanza begins, if you look at the entire 119th chapter, each stanza begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, the topic of the entire chapter is literally the Bible from A to Z. So this evening, we're not going to study or even read all 176 verses. We're going to examine just two. Psalms 119, verses 59 and 60. The first thing we see the writer here says in verse 59a, the beginning of the verse, I thought on my ways. Literally, the man engaged in introspection. Literally, he looked inward. He gave an examination of his own thoughts and feelings. And he used those thoughts and those feelings after he made the examination and said, Am I right with God? We read in Luke chapter 15, verse 17. This is talking about the prodigal son. We all know the parable. The young man wanted his inheritance, and when his father divided it up, he took it, went off into a far country, and squandered in riotous living. And before too long, he was broke. He ended up feeding swine. And then it says, and when he came to himself, when he realized that at his dad's house, he had it a lot better than what he had at that moment. Introspection. He looked into himself and he says, I'm wrong. He says, how many hired servants of my father's house have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? He looked into himself. He looked at his thoughts and his feelings, and he finally come to understand that he was wrong. And we know what happened. He was going to go back to his father's home and ask to be nothing more than a servant, but his father saw him afar off and ran to him and kissed him, welcomed him home as a son, put a ring on his finger, a coat on him, slaughtered the fatted calf, throwed a party in his benefit because his father had his son back. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. This is what we do every Lord's Day. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, we look into ourselves. We look, you know, are we living right? Are we doing what is required? Are we faithful before we partake of the Lord's Supper? Are we standing before God free of sin? Now, I know we all are sinners. But by the blood of Christ, we have the forgiveness of sin. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, do we examine ourselves? You know, the writer here in Psalms 119, the first part of verse 59, he said, I thought about my ways. This is what we should do every Lord's Day. Before we partake of the Lord's Supper, we should think about our ways. Are we right in what we're doing? Then we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. You know, it's not the preacher's job. All right? Listen to what I'm saying. It's not the preacher's job to examine you to see if you are in the faith. Paul says here that we are to prove our own selves. Know you not your own selves how that Jesus is in you except you be reprobate? Do we look into ourselves? Do we think about our ways? Then we read in Psalms 90 verses 10 and through 12. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength there be 80, yet in their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And I believe this is what the writer here in Psalms 119 in verses 59, the first part of it, is telling us. He's telling us to apply our hearts unto wisdom. Think about how you are living. Are you living a Christian life? Sure, we all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. But by the grace of God, in the blood of Jesus Christ, we have the forgiveness of sin. But are we continually thinking, well, you know, I go to church on Sunday. That's good enough. I can live how I want to during the rest of the week. You know, nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to care. Well, God knows. And I guarantee you, your brothers and sisters care. Then the next part of verse 59 in Psalms 119, the latter part. And turn my feet into thy testimonies. He appealed to the proper source. He didn't go searching for the wise man. He didn't go searching in the bookstore for a self-help book. He didn't go cry on a psychiatrist's shoulder. But it says here that he turned his feet unto thy testimonies. He turned to the Word of God. Shouldn't we? Should we not turn our attention, turn our feet unto the Word of God and live by what we find there? This world has many voices that calls to us. You know, you can turn on just about any TV channel, pick up a newspaper, magazine, social media, and there's always somebody talking, trying to tell you what you need to do. Jeremiah 5, verses 30 through 31. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. And I believe that the same thing's happening today. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. They rule by what they think is right. Doesn't men do that today? They believe that they know better than what God says. And my people love to have it so. Why? Because it makes them feel good about their sinful lives. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Just make me feel good about what I'm doing. And what will you do in the end thereof? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Then we read in Jeremiah 6, verse 14, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. You know, many times in our society today, this is exactly what we do, is it not? Oh, everything's fine. Yeah, you don't worry about the house on fire back there, but everything's fine. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Do we turn to the Word of God, or do we turn to what man thinks and what man says? 1 John, well, again, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And then 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. I believe that John is talking to us today. There are many false prophets are gone out into the world, and they are proclaiming everything under the sun except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 2 Peter chapter... hitting the wrong button, sorry. Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Have you ever known anybody that you try to tell, hey, listen, the way you're going, it's going to cause you problems. It's going to cause you issues. Oh, no, it's not. I know what I'm doing. Well, there's a way that seems right unto a man. We have today in our religious society those who proclaim that, hey, this is the way to go. This is the way God wants us to come to Him. You know, you don't have to be, you don't even have to go to church. All you got to do is believe. And you know what? The world's fallen for it. The world's fallen for it. But the end thereof are the ways of death. The writer in Psalms 119, the latter part of verse 59, he says, I turn my feet to your testimonies. Are we searching out God's Word to find out if the way we are going is the way that He wants us to go? Or are we listening to all of the false prophets? Are we listening to those who seem to be going in the right direction, but we know for a fact it's going to lead to destruction? Matthew 7:21. Jesus very pointed said here, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth what? He that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Not my will, not the will of the government, not the will of mom and dad, brother, sister, because one day the Lord could be saying, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. We need to make sure that we are doing what? The will of our Father. Then verse 60. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. I made haste and did not delay. In other words, the decision was made after he looked and thought about his ways, when he fully understood that the ways that he was going and the life that he was living was not in accordance to God's will. He made haste and he did not delay. He made the decision immediately. He responded without delay. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, not tomorrow, not next week. Without delay, we need to make ourselves right with God. When it looks at that word there, succored, it literally means to come to the aid of. For he saith, I have heard thee in time accepted, and the day of salvation I have succored thee. In other words, he has aided us. He's helped us. How has he helped us? Well, he died for our salvation. He hung on that cross. He withstood the punishment. He died on our behalf and for our benefit. John 9, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. That's why we must not delay. Because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed the rest of this day. We must not and we cannot delay in turning our lives towards the Father through Jesus Christ and His Word. Take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 25. I want to start reading verse 1. Matthew 25, starting in verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Remember what we read a little bit earlier? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Well, guess what? These 5 virgins, that's what they heard. They were not prepared. They did not live according to God's word, and when Christ came, they were unprepared. Verse 13, Watch therefore, for ye neither know the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Psalms 119 and verse 59, I thought about my ways. I turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay. That should be something that each and every one of us do every day. I think a couple of the greatest challenges to Christians today is that we become lethargic, we become lukewarm, and that we have a failure to evaluate our true standing before God. Last verse, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1. And to the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. That's sad. They believed with all of their heart that they had a name and that they were alive. But yet Jesus himself says, they are dead. I dare to say that many of us here today, and myself included, need to think and do better. Let us resolve to do those things right now, to think about our ways, turn our feet to God's testimonies, and let's not delay in living in obedience. This evening, if you're here and in need of prayer,